Much of the western United States received a critical boost of rain and snow this winter, helped along by the El Niño weather pattern. But scientists warn El Niño won't do much to change the long-term effects of climate change. So some researchers are trying something else. It's called cloud seeding. Reno Public Radio's Julia Ritchie reports on one Nevada-based project.
So I'm going to go ahead and send a signal to the motor.
Inside the shop at Drone America, design engineer Kyle Pruitt is showing off their plans for a new unmanned fixed-wing aircraft called the Savant.
So we have two prototype aircraft built. I'm actually integrating the wiring for the autopilot and actuators right now. So that's going to hopefully go into flight test within the month.
Since 2011, the company has been designing, building, and manufacturing drones in its Reno workshop. Their aircrafts are used for search and rescue operations, wildland and wildlife monitoring, and now cloud seeding. Mike Richards is CEO of the company.
What unmanned systems do is have the ability to potentially reduce costs and reduce risk. And that's why we're teaming with Desert Research to enable us to expand the opportunities of seeding in more areas, particularly where drought is a factor.
Several western states have had cloud seeding projects in one form or another for decades, typically using ground generators or piloted flights to spray chemicals into the clouds to make snow or rain. The Nevada-based Desert Research Institute, which is a Reno Public Radio sponsor, has been conducting weather modification projects like this since the early 80s.
At its most basic, we are equipping an unmanned aircraft with flares that burn and produce crystals of silver iodide.
That's Adam Watts, research professor at the Institute.
And it's those crystals that we want to deliver to precisely the right location within clouds that result in enhanced precipitation.
He says the use of drones could be a significant engineering breakthrough for the field. Still, cloud seeding has drawn scrutiny from some environmentalists, specifically over the potential effects of introducing silver iodide into the atmosphere. And then there's the question of its actual impact. A few studies have estimated that the amount of extra water produced by seeding to be between 5 and 15%. Terry Deschler, a professor of atmospheric science at the University of Wyoming, conducted one of these studies, and even he admits the numbers may be too rosy.
People want to be optimistic about the most positive result possible, but even the most positive result, that 15%, maybe really in terms of winter snowpack, is only 5%.
Deschler says there may never be a way to measure the effects satisfactorily.
You can't have a controlled experiment where you can seed a cloud and then not seed that cloud and see what the effects are. Nature doesn't give us that opportunity.
Beyond those limitations, there's also the challenge of funding. In times of drought, money tends to increase, but is tight otherwise. The Desert Research Institute's latest program is being funded for 2 years through a state grant of $400,000. Drone America's Kyle Pruitt says they've recently proven they can deploy flares with their unmanned aircraft. The next test will be to fly one into a cloud during the right conditions.
The Savant's definitely a much bigger challenge because we're going to be flying non-line of sight in windy, icy conditions in the mountains with burning flares on an aircraft that we can't see.
No pressure.
The first actual cloud seeding flight will take place late next month. Pruitt says their task is daunting, but could ultimately prove to be a viable tool for coaxing water from the sky across the West. For Here and Now, I'm Julia Ritchie in Reno.